Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome. This is Nicola Beer and I'm excited that you are here listening to this because I don't think there's really enough talk on this topic. And so what I'm going to be sharing with you today is tips on how to actually become closer, to grow closer if you are facing infertility issues in your relationship or if you're going through fertility treatment. Struggling to get pregnant can be a serious blow to self-esteem of both women and men. Many report feeling flawed, inadequate, or guilty. These emotions can bring strain to the individual and couple. Couples undergoing fertility treatment clearly experience a roller coaster of emotions. The high hopes and stress can be overwhelming at times. When couples feel like they are failing to achieve their dreams, it can impact everything. Which is why when I work with an individual or couple one-to-one by providing online fertility hypnotherapy, this is where I record with them live a hypnotherapy online for them and then give them the recording so they can listen to it and relax again and again, or where I do a deeper process to clear emotional blocks in the way of fertility, as well as guiding the couple on how to get through this time, how to make life decisions, how to discuss what the next steps are, whether that's fertility treatment, whether that's adoption, whether that's creating a life of giving back and contributing in a different way than they initially thought. It's important to ensure that a relationship is emotionally connected. Whilst a couple going through infertility issues or fertility treatment may be physically connected, emotional connection is also equally, if not more, important. Infertility and fertility treatment can not only affect the individual and the relationship, and I'm going to be offering some tips and guidance on that shortly, it can also have a negative impact on the couple's relationship with family and friends. It can be tiring being asked how the process is going or listening to suggestions on how to conceive. Such unsolicited advice can be frustrating, where well-meaning friends and family may tell you to just relax, stop worrying so much, or when they step in and they start to give health advice, they start to tell you, oh, you need to change your diet, you need to eat this, you need to eat that, you need to change the time that you're eating food. Or they say, you need to do this exercise or that exercise. Or they say, you need to have this much sleep and sleep at this time and this time. And it can just be really, really annoying for a couple. It's not only the women that suffer that. Sometimes men also get that all of that kind of advice, as well as advice to pass on to each other. And sometimes this can bring more stress and strain to the relationship. So it's key, whether you're undergoing IVF or IUI, fertility treatment, having fertility hypnotherapy, or tackling your infertility on your own and focusing on your own way of getting through it, it's important to decide who you are going to tell and who you're not going to tell. And expect that those who do tell you about infertility and the fertility process may pity you or want to offer advice. This is one of the things that a lot of the couples that I work with share with me. They share that they're sick of being pitied. In fact, half of the couples I've supported during this time found it easier to tell people that they weren't planning on having children or that they were still thinking about it, rather than admit their struggle and face others' input. So you've got to decide what's going to be right for you, what's right for you and what's right for your partner. Now, I want to mention the unwillingness to look at infertility. A lot of the couples I've helped wish they had started being treated by a fertility specialist earlier on. And when I asked them what stopped them from having a fertility test, having IVF or other fertility treatments, they often share with me that they didn't want to believe that there was some reason that they couldn't have children, and that living in denial was actually easier. If one person in the relationship wants to wait and do things naturally, and the other one wants to get fertility treatment straight away, it can cause tension between a couple for obvious reasons. Disbelief and unwillingness to look at oneself can be a great factor in stopping couples get the support they need. It comes back to the shame that many feel if their body is not functioning in that way. If you cannot agree whether to seek fertility treatment or what type of treatment plan to go for, whether it's IVF or IUI or one of the other ones, it's important to listen and keep talking about it. It can also be very beneficial to hire a marriage coach, a specialist, or a third party you trust, a friend, a family member, that can be impartial, that can guide you to have a good discussion without it ending in the silent treatment or arguments or stress. And you may not reach a decision straight away. It may take time, and that's okay. And it's really important that you can accept that, to keep talking until you can agree. Infertility causes stress. There's no denying that. And this stress can impact the relationship. Fertility treatment can also come with its own set of pressures, hormonal changes. And so during this time, finding healthy ways to de-stress is essential, especially to prevent the silent treatment and those aggressive arguments. I'm not going to spend time telling you how to de-stress, as you already know how to do that for yourself. So make a commitment to do it. Put it in your calendar, or give yourself that gift, that time for yourself to de-stress if things are really getting to you. The best relationship advice I find helps in this time is really not to take things personally. If one of you does get sensitive or moody over something small, allow it. Ask yourself, is it worth getting into an argument over? On the whole scheme of things, does it matter? For example, a dispute over the way to get somewhere in the car, or what the correct name of a TV show is, or whose turn it was to pick up the milk, may seem important in that moment, but is it really? I like to ask myself in my own relationship, will this even matter a month from now? And if the answer is no, for the sake of the relationship, I let it go. To help you let things go, I have a relaxing forgive and let go meditation that you can listen to at any point. So I'm going to be putting along with this episode a link to download your forgive and let go MP3. You can listen to it when you're sitting down, before sleep, any time where you can just relax and switch off. Many men and women share with me that they listen to it when it's their lunch hour and they go to their car and they just literally sit there and zonk out. Other people use it in bed and they hold hands or cuddle and listen to it together. It really is relaxing. So check it out for yourself and see if you like it. Many people are put off by meditations. They think it's going to be hard. Whereas this one, you don't have to think. You don't have to do anything. All you need to do is just lay down or sit in a really comfortable position with your back supported and just let go. Now, I want to talk about intimacy next. Intimacy is often affected by infertility. I've guided thousands of couples now to rebuild their relationship through this online podcast show, my hypnotherapy recordings, and my emails. And I hear all the time, again and again, how intimacy changed from being enjoyable to mechanical when a couple is struggling to get pregnant. Sex is sacred. It's a special union between two people who love each other, and it needs to be maintained as much as possible. So how is intimacy affected by infertility? Well, infertility can make sex an anxious time. For some couples, it can take the fun and spontaneity out of their sex life. And many couples share with me that they feel sexually unattractive, or they feel used, or they feel like a machine. Sex can be something that the couple has to get done rather than cherished and pleasurable. So couples who become closer during infertility benefit from making intimacy loving, affectionate and playful, both before sex and after the sex, to keep the passion alive. I'm sharing this because it's important to learn new ways on how to keep the relationship alive through infertility. Many found that my empowered love formula has been really beneficial because it focuses on how to keep yourself happy and alert, and it also focuses on how to keep the relationship happy, as well as fertility hypnotherapy. That can be also really beneficial. So I'm now going to discuss with you some tips. And one of my favorite books, which I'm going to be referring to, is David Rico, How to Be an Adult in Relationships. And he talks about the 5 A's. And I thought, what better way to help couples with this area that are struggling in this area than to use David Rico's 5 A's and how specifically they relate to infertility and fertility treatment for couples going through that. So the 5 A's are attention, acceptance, appreciation, allowing, and affection. So let's talk about attention first. Attention refers to being aware of your own needs and your partner's needs. It's about striking the balance between looking after yourself and giving your partner attention and the relationship attention. It's about being fully present for one another in that moment. It means rather than asking, how was your day, with your head stuck in the fridge door and not paying any attention, it means asking, looking them in the eye, listening attentively and receiving what they have to say, giving them your full presence in that moment. It's about listening to each other's needs, wishes and feelings. Acceptance. Acceptance is about showing respect and accepting each other wholeheartedly, not only for who you are individually, but also for what mood they are in, where you value them and accept all of their feelings, even if negative or you do not agree with them. This is respecting your differences and loving regardless. When we feel accepted, we feel that we belong, and it also makes us feel secure in relationships. In the case of infertility and going through fertility treatment, are you accepting and respecting each other's moods, each other's feelings, each other's body? A lack of accepting the infertility as a joint problem can affect the relationship negatively too. You are in this together. Blaming definitely has no place when planning a family and undergoing fertility treatment together. The next one is appreciation. Many men and women complain to me that they do not feel appreciated, that they instead feel like they are doing more for the relationship than each other. Appreciation is about more than saying thank you. It's about making sure that you individually feel appreciated for the roles that you're playing in the couple, whether that's taking care of the meals and the home, being the breadwinner, or managing the finances. True appreciation is incredibly powerful in keeping a relationship alive. It's praising one another so the other person feels admired. In the case of infertility and fertility treatment, are you appreciating each other's feelings, each other's effort, and being grateful for each other? This is key. As mentioned, it can be very stressful when you're dealing with this. Affection. Affection is a symbol of care and protection. It can be physical, holding hands, cuddles, foot massages, kisses. Affection speaks to our souls that we are loved and desirable. Often I hear couples say to me that I'm not the affectionate type, or my husband or wife is not the affectionate type. By that, they normally mean that they're not displaying physical affection and touch. Yet affection can be non-physical. It can be eye-gazing. It can be a love letter or an email. Affection enhances care and connectedness. So in the case of infertility and fertility treatment, it's essential to show affection, especially as sex will become more mechanical. Caressing, loving touch and showing how much you care and protect each other is important. Allowing. Allowing is the best gift in a relationship, I believe. It's about saying yes to who your husband or wife, girlfriend or boyfriend is, without trying to change or fix them. When you do this, you show them that it's safe to be vulnerable. It is safe to show their needs and desires. Allowing someone to be who they are and loving them and supporting them to be who they are is just amazing. It feels amazing. It feels amazing to be loved for who you are. And that's what we all want, to be ourselves. With fertility problems and fertility treatment, it's about allowing your partner to express how they feel about the process and be there for them. Allowing them to be high or low. Allowing them to share their frustrations. Allowing them to cry if they want to. Allowing them to get extra support if they want to get extra support. I see a lot of couples challenged between one person wanting to go natural and the other person wanting to go for IVF or IUI. If you're struggling with this, then do feel free to reach out to me. And to get your forgive and let go meditation that has helped countless couples, I'm going to put the link with the episode. So I really hope that you get it, download it, enjoy it, and use it to help you relax during the process that you're going through. Many have found it really beneficial. So from my heart to yours, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week ahead.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.